You're listening to Talmud v'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Yoma, Daf. So really, Daf Vav Amud Beis is tonight's Talmud. We're going to actually start from the two dots on Vav Amud Aleph. So it's really only a few lines down, to like 8, 9, 10 lines down from the top of the Amud. Mafrishin Kohen Gadol v'chule. We said that we separate the Kohen Gadol. But Lama Mafrishin, why do we sequester him? So Lama Mafrishin, he's going to read on. What do you mean? Why we separated? We said earlier, either Rabbi Yochanan Kid Islay, either Reish Lakish Kid Islay. We had a reason for Rabbi Yochanan. We had a reason for Reish Lakish. Whether we learn it from the Miluim, whether we learn it from Matan Torah, we have two different possibilities of why we sequester the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the week before Yom Kippur. Now, Hakikamer, this is what we mean. Mibeso. We said that we separated him from his wife, Lama Pirish. Why do we separate him from his wife? Now, keep in mind that we're working with the assumption that why do we separate him? Because we don't want him to become tamei or have a psul in a way that he's not going to be able to do the avoda. But just because he's with his wife doesn't, like, you don't have to be sequestered from his wife for 7 days, right? And meaning any tuma that would you know happen, that's not like a 7 day ordeal seemingly. So. Right, so why does he have to be separated from his wife the entire week of being, you know, being poresh? So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, Shema Timsa Ishto Safek Nida V'Yavo Aleha. So that we quoted this earlier, that the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis and the top of Dalet Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says that we're concerned. Maybe he's going to find maybe his wife is going to be a Safek Nida, and he's going to have relations with her. And so, over here, we're assuming someone who is Baal Nida is Tame for 7 days. So if he's Baal his Nida wife, then he's going to be Tame for 7 days. He's not going to be able to do the avodah. So we keep him away from his wife just in case he might become a Nida. Wait, hold on. Atu Barashi asking him. Wait, are we dealing with Rishayim? Meaning, if his wife is a Safek Nida, and he's Baal her, that's horrible. His wife is a Safek Nida. Maybe not. So Elanana, I mean Shema Yavo Al Ishto. Maybe he's going to have relations with his wife. Vitimsa Safek Nida, and it's going to come out that she was a Safek Nida at the time, meaning that they have relations, and then shortly after, turns out she's a Nida. Now we're besuffic whether or not she was a Nida during the time of the relations, and then. We would go to the Chumrah and assume that he should not, he's Tamei for 7 days because he was Boel, possibly Anida, and then he wouldn't be able to do the Voda. So to prevent that from happening, we sequester him for 7 days, even from his wife. So Amrua Rabbanan, Kamei de Rav Chizda, Keman, Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan said to Rav Chizda, which Tanayic opinion is this in accordance with? It's Rabbi Akiva. Damar Nida Matama as Boala, who says that Anida is Matame, the one who is Boel her. De'i Rabbanon Ha'amri Enida Matama as Boala, because the Rabbanon actually disagree with Rabbi Akiva, and they say that she is not Matame the Boel, meaning Mitora Safek. Meaning that they had relations, and now she's a Nida. Turns out she's a Nida. So do we assume, even Misafik, that she was a Nida at the time or not? So Rabbi Akiva says yes. So this must be in accordance with Rabbi Akiva that we're concerned about him about this case. All right, again, we're not concerned he's going to be Boel his Nida intentionally. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, so we wouldn't have to sequester him from that, because if he might give in to his, that's not what we're concerned about. We assume, we assume that he's not going to. But the chance that maybe she'll turn out that she was a Nida, and then, so is he Tommy for 7 days? According to Rabbi Akiva, yes. According to Rabbanan, no. Amar lu Rav Chizda, and the Rav Chizda responded, no. Afilu temu Rabbanan. You can even say to the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan alei Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan only argued Rabbi Akiva ela ba acher. Only if it's after. Aval bechad acher, but one after, module, they admit to him. Meaning, how soon after their relations, meaning, you know, you look for one extreme example. You wouldn't say that if she 2 days later she said, "Oh, Manita, oh my goodness, two nights ago, you stopped." No, of course not. So what is that time frame? So Rabbi Akiva says, even if it's acher, even if it's yeah, but however, it's really that's not so much time. It's like the time that it like Rashi elaborates, the time that it takes for her to like to get up from the bed and clean herself up, and she checks, and then Rashi goes into like these lengthy Rashis over here about like what types of things that they would use to check, and he would check himself after, and she would check herself, and then he would see. So anyway, so. Rabbi Akiva, so they hold, but if it's one acher, but if it's even more immediate, meaning like immediately after they're together, that they check whatever they're wiping with, and they see the dam, and we assume that it's not the dam from the guy, right, as Rashi points out. So then even they would be moda that no, clearly if it's one acher, immediate, then of course we assume that she was a nida. I don't know, a minute earlier, a few seconds or whatever. I don't know the exact time frame is. So they would agree over there. It's only acher, which is, I don't know, a minute or two, whatever it is. It's a very short time frame. That's the point of machlokas between the Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. So even the Rabbanan would admit that we're concerned about this case, and therefore we would sequester the coin, Gadol, for 7 days. Omar Rabbi Zeira, Shema Mina Bol Nida Ino Kenida, V'tovo Bayom. We learn from this that someone who is boiled in Anida is not like Anida, meaning his Tumah is not the same as the Tumah of Anida, because he could be Tovo Bayom. And we know Anida is supposed to wait 7 full days and then that night. Because if we would say no, even a boel nida is tame like a nida, and he has to wait that extra night. Emas tavil, when's he going to tovel himself? Belelia lamachar. So then he has to wait to the next night. Hechiavet avoda. How's he going to be able to do the avoda? V'hai boi harav shemesh. He needs the setting of the sun the day after the tefillah. The day after the tefillah. So if we're going to sequester him for 7 days because we are concerned that he was boel nida, right, or at least suffering nida, that's what we're concerned about. So we're concerned about that. And if you're going to tell me that boel nida is coming for 7 days and has to wait till the night, then sequestering him for 7 days doesn't help. Because he wouldn't be able to enter the Mikdash until Motzei Yom Kippur. So that's not helpful. Therefore, the fact that we only sequester for 7 days indicates that Bo Nida is not Kenida, in that he has to wait 7 days and then the Harav Shemesh, and Harav Shemesh, and then Tovel at night. Rather, we assume you're not like Kenida, he can Tovel during the day. Don't we learn that? No, not necessarily. Maybe Bonita is like Nida. Maybe we said 7 days in the Mishnah, but what we really meant is 7 days and a few minutes before Shkia. So a little more than 7 days. And then that would make sense, that if you have a little more than 7 days, that would count as the first day, and then you have 7 full days, and then you have the eighth day, or part of the eighth day, and maybe indeed, like Anita, he can only tovel Belila. And that would make sense. So you just have to reinterpret the Mishnah as not 7 days, but 7 days and a little bit before Shkia of the day before, the pre-seven, whatever it is. Meisvei, hold on. It's not so pushy to say such a thing. That the bol nida is kanida. Kol chayve, because we have a Mishnah that says kol chayve tefilos tefilasan. Where do we see this? We saw this before. Pesachim, Tzadiyam, and Beis. Good. And Shabbos, Kuchav, Aleph, Amen. That was a long time ago. I forgot that one. Okay. Tvilas and Bayom can, Kol Chayve Tvilos, Tvilas and Bayom. Everybody who needs a, who's obligated to Tovel, can, Tovel's during the day, need of Yeledas, Tvilas and Balayla, a need and a Yeledas are Tovel night. So Nida Eid, Boel, Nida Lo. So that's, right, it says the exceptions to the rule are Nida and Yeledas. So, no, the Gemara says no. Nida v'chol da'asim erubia. No, it's Nida and all the subcategories, Nida, anything that's included or, you know, extends from Nida, which it would be included, Boel Nida. So don't tell me that Nida is the exception and not Boel Nida. Throw that in there. Okay, so that's not a good raya. Meister, another challenge. We have a mission that says, Baal keri kamaga sheretz. Is this in Shabbos also? Okay. I'm trying. Baal keri kamaga sheretz. Boel Nida kitame mace. So a baal keri is the same type of tumah as maga sheret, someone who touches a sheret, and a boel nida is like a tameh mace. So my lav l'tvila, doesn't it mean that just like a tameh mace, tovels during the day? So two for the tvila of a boel nida is he tovels during the day. Lo l'tumasa, no, it means to their tumah, meaning that it's 7 days of tumah. So, but Boel Nida could definitely be different than Tamei Meis in that a Boel Nida could be, would have to tovel at night. Tumas and Behed Yaksiv Behu. No, hold on. You don't need this mission to teach me this. Their Tuma is explicitly mentioned in the Psukim. Hai Tumas Shiva Ksiv Bei, Vahai Tumas Shiva Ksiv Bei. Both by Tamei Meis and both, and by Boel Nida, it mentions 7 days of Tuma. So this Mishnah must be comparing not how many days they're telling me for, because that's explicit in the Psukim. It must be comparing how they do Tvila, and therefore a Boel Nida must be like a Tamei Meis in that they do Tvila during the day. Not like you suggested, that he's like a Nida and has to do it at night. Ella lav l'tvila, son. Isn't it coming to teach you that the tvila is the same? Lo. Li'ola l'tuma, son. Now, really, it's coming to teach that their tuma is the same. But that wasn't the chiddush. But seifa t'strichalei. But the whole... That, yes, you're right. That's explicit in the psukim. But that's just coming to teach you... That it was an introduction to the seifa, which is the main point, which is this. Ella shachomer mimenu ba anida shemetame mishka v'mosha v'tuma chala. The Tamei Ochel Namashkin, that Boel Nida, despite having the same duration of Tuma as a Tamei Meis, it's actually more Chomer, because it's Matame with Mishkav and Moshav, right, when you're lying under or sitting on it, with a Tuma Kala, we'd be Matame Ochel Namashkin, not just through Maga. So the main thing is that the Mishnah is not trying to the Chiddush of the Mishnah was not, hey, just like this is just like a Tamei Meis 7 days, so is a Boel Nida 7 days. That's not the Chiddush. That's explicit in the Psukim. The Chiddush is also not that Boel Nida is Tovel during the day, because that's not true. We're suggesting now. What's the Mishnah trying to do? The Mishnah is trying to teach over here that it was setting up for the Chumrah that we find by Boel Nida by Boel Nida that we don't find by Tamei Meis, which is regarding Mishkav and Moshav, Tumakala, Tamei Achim, and Ashken. Right? So again, so this Mishnah, we said, look, it's comparing Boel Nida to Tamei Meis. Isn't it regarding to their Tvila? No, it's not regarding to their Tvila, it's regarding to the duration. The duration, that's explicit in the Psukim. That can't be the Chiddush. You're right. That's not the Chiddush. It is mentioned in the Psukim. The Mishnah is saying that here, though, to introduce the Chiddush, which is the distinction, which is the extra Chumrah that that Boel Nida has over Tamei Meis. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But it's definitely not trying to teach you that Boel Nida is Tovel during the day like Tamei Meis. That's not true. That's what we're assuming right now. Tashma, come here, another proof. Detani Rabbi Chia. Rechia taught in a brisa. Hazov v'azava v'amatzor v'amatzaras u'boel nida u'tamei meis tefilas and bayom. That's hard to get. Yeah, that's a little tough. Nida v'yoledes tefilas and balayla. Tiyufta. Yeah. Wow. Okay, mic drop, right? As they say. V'ad sha'atam afrisha matumas be'. Okay, so yeah, we're done. V'ad. So it's hard to
read. Didn't know this like no. An moment ago.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So, notice it's Tani. It's a brisa.
Okay.
Everyone. So everyone knew all the Mishnayos. You need someone like Rav Chiya, who's you know Talmud of Rav, and he's one of these teachers of many brisos, and he probably had a phenomenal memory and was able to had a lot of them memorized in the storehouse of these. So he comes in and saves the day at various points. But if you're working with a and so far we've been quoting Mishnayos. This one's a brisa over here. Okay. Well, okay, so you're so concerned about separating from because of Tumas Beso, meaning his wife being Anida. So what about Tumas Meis?
You should like, leave the house ever.
Okay.
Don't walk down the street.
Right. Okay, well, yeah. So when we sequester him, we don't remove contact from everybody. We put him in the Lishkos Beis HaEved, but we don't. And we say your wife can't come, but we don't say that you can't have friends and visitors and things like that. In fact, the Mishnayos speak about people who would be there, but we should be concerned.
They might drop dead.
Someone might drop dead.
Okay.
Okay. Right. The aim of the Yom Narayim of the Aseres Mechuvah. Who knows? Amar of Tachlifa Avua de Rav Huna Mishmei de Rava Zosomeres Tumas Hameis Hutrahi Betzibur. This then it teaches you that Tumas Meis is Hutra Betzibur. So just to remind us of our discussion from Psachim, there is a machlokes that we know that there's certain cases where there's Tumas Meis, not Tumas Boel Nida, but Tumas Mace that is going to be suspended, permitted in the context of a communal korban. We're not just the korban Pesach. So if this is dependent on the Kohen Gadol right now, we need him to be a tahor, and he's only tame Tumas Mace. So we would actually allow him to do the avoda. Now the fact that there was a distinction we quoted of is tuma hutra betzibur or dechuya betzibur? Is it hutra? Is it permitted, or is it dechuya that it's like pushed off? So is it something that we kind of do begrudgingly, that we don't like it, but okay, like what other choice do we have? We need to be able to do it, or it's something that no, like we totally don't care when it comes to communal korbanos. We really don't really care, and we're going to allow it whenever way. So over here, Rav Tachlifa, the father of Rav Huna, in the name of Rava, says that we learn from here that the fact that we do not take a precautionary step against Tumas Mace, right? We say your wife can't come in, but anybody else can. Right? It's a man cave, enjoy, right? You can have your friends over. We're not concerned about Tumas Mace. Shows us that Tuma Hutra Betzibur, that it's totally permitted. Not that you know we're pressed and it's dechuya and it's suspended because we don't have a choice. Rather, it's totally fine because if it wasn't hutra b'tzibur, we would take that extra step and prevent it from even having anybody else come in contact that might drop dead. Ravina Amar, Ravina says no. Afilu tema tumas ames dechuya hi b'tzibur. No, even you can even say that it's pushed off, meaning that it's not that we're so relaxed about it. We really don't like it to happen. However, Tumas Ameis lo shchicha, Tumas Beso shchicha. Tumas Ameis is not so common. Tumas Beso is relatively more common. It's much more likely of a thing to happen that he's with his wife, and it turns out very shortly after she's Anita. We're not sure what happened, but to say no, we don't let anybody in because you might drop dead. You know, someone who's totally healthy. And not have enough time to leave the room just in case. Like if he's in the middle of having a heart attack, take him out of the room. You have the Kohen Gadol and the business. Right? So that's such an unlikely scenario that It's this. Don't tell me this. Oh, it's a raya that we don't care. Tuma hucha betzibur. No. Tuma tuchuya betzibur. Not hucha betzibur. But this is solo shchiach that we're not gonna. We don't. You know, we're not gonna make ourselves crazy about it. So says Ravina. It's not a proof. Could be even tuma tuchuya betzibur. Okay. Itmar was stated tuma sameis. Rav Nachman Amar Hutra Betzibor, Rav Sheshes Amar Tuchuyahi Betzibor. He says, Machlokes. Hecha de Iga Temein, Utahorin, Bahu Beis Av. So, if in one particular Beis Av, so a Beis Av is a Kohanic family. There are 24 Mishmaros, right? The Anshei Mishmar. And they would each have a week a couple of times a year where they're. That Mishmar, that larger Kohanic family, would be the ones in the Beis HaMikdash. By the Shulchan Aruch Golem, basically everyone would come up to help because they need all hands on deck, as you know. so the Kohanim were there, but they would have the Anshei Beis Mishmar, the Mishmar, and then they were also subdivided into seven Kohanic families of that Mishmar, and they would each take one day of the week. So if the And so those families were called a Beis Av. So now the machlokas of Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. So let's see how far it extends. How far do we say hutra betzibur? That it's totally permitted. So hecha de ikut tameinu tahorin bahu Beis Av. If in that day's group of kohanim, you have some kohanim that are tamein, some that are tahor, kuli alma lo pligi de tahorin. Avdi Tamein Lo Avdi. Everybody agrees. Even Rav Nachman, who says Hutra Betzibor, agrees. If you have in today's shift, you have Tamei Kohanim and Tahar Kohanim, have the Tahar Kohanim do it. Even though he says Tumah Hutra Betzibor. So he'll agree at that much. Ki Pligi, when do they argue? Lahaduri Velasui Tahorin Mi Beis Av Acharina. What do they argue that? So to what extent do we go to get Tahar Kohanim? Are you even going to go to a different days based of, meaning the Tuesday shift, it stays Monday. Are you going to go to the Tuesday or Wednesday shift and bring Kohanim from there? Because let's say all of the Monday shift Kohanim are Tameh. So are we going to do that? So, or do we say, no, Tumah Hutra Betzibor, it's real, it's fine. So Rav Nachman Amar Heter he Betzibor Velo Madrinan Rav Sheshes Amar Tuchuya he Betzibor Umadrinan. Okay, Iko Da Amri, and there are those who say that their machlokus is not that case actually, but Afilo Hecha De Iko Tahorin Tamein Bahu Abes Av Polg Rav Nachman Vamar Avdi Nami Tamein. That no, even if everybody in the Monday shift was Tamei, Rav Nachman would still say Tumah Hutra Betzibor Tachol Tumas Meis Betzibor. Rachmana Shraya. Because in any case of Tumas Meis by the Tzibor, the Torah permits it. Now, what if it was, so you have some people that are Tameh, some people are Tahor. Rav Nachman, we even say, let the Tameh people do it. Tuma is really, really Hutra Betzibor. So how far does Rav Nachman go in his statements of Hutra Betzibor? Is it totally, totally okay? We have other options. No, that's fine. Or, right, so that's two of the, that's the first Shita and then the Ikud Amri. Or maybe no. Like he says, Tumah Hutra Betzibor, but rather we prefer the Kohanim, and it's just we wouldn't go to a different base of for it. So that's the two ways to understand this.